Hello, my friends. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 6, He Orders Your Steps. The heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. Proverbs 16:9. Let that land for a moment, because this verse did not come to unsettle you. It came to give you rest. There is a real tension here. Man plans, the Lord establishes, and most people resolve that tension the wrong way. Either they stop planning, thinking that planning is a lack of faith, or they plan with such a tight grip that when God changes the route, everything feels like it's falling apart. But look at what Scripture actually says. It does not scold the man for planning. It assumes you are going to plan. The heart of man plans his way. That is natural. That is healthy. That is responsibility. Make plans this year. Set goals. Write them down. Dream. Just write them in pencil. Because the final say belongs to the Lord. And hear me. That is not a threat to your plans. It is their security. When you understand that God has the final say, you can plan with peace. If the plan is right, He confirms it. And if the plan needs to change, He changes it. And what looks like a detour in your hands is craftsmanship in His. Think about the times the road changed without your asking, the opportunity that closed, the door that wouldn't open, the project that didn't go the way you expected. In the moment, it hurts. But look back, how many times was the detour exactly where God was doing His deepest work in you? When the route changes, God has not lost the map. Some of His best work in your life began as your detour. So how do you actually live this? With open hands. Open hands can still hold goals. They just refuse to clench. Surrender is not giving up your plans. It is giving them over. There is a world of difference between the two. Giving up is dropping them. Giving them over is trusting them to someone better. You still move forward. You just move forward knowing that the steps are established by Him, not controlled by you. And here is what quiets me. When the future feels too large, He establishes steps, not a map of the whole year. God did not promise to light up the entire horizon at once. He promised enough light for the next faithful step. One step, the next one. Take it. Today, before breakfast, before you open your phone, before the day gets loud, pull out your list. The meetings, the obligations, the decisions, the worries, bring each one before God, not as a wish list, as an act of surrender. Pray over every single line and say, "Your steps, not mine. Here is what I have planned. Establish it by your hand." It is a simple act, but it is a real act of faith. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.